Dockside at the Port of Green Bay, cranes lift loads of river sediment off of barges and drop it into dump trucks. 8th District Congressman Steve Kagan called a news conference to announce that the House of Representatives passed an Energy and Waters Appropriation.
Get a picture of that. Somebody here is working.
Congress has approved nearly $1.5 million so that Green Bay can dredge its channel back to the 500-foot width it is approved for. Port manager Dean Hain says right now it's only 100 feet wide in some areas. While that hasn't stopped Great Lakes shippers from getting through, Hain says it has crimped international traffic.
The saltwater vessels are not willing to come in for fear of grounding. For them to come in, and we do get them, they have to lighten their load up so much that the economics don't make sense that they go to other ports.
Sturgeon Bay is also in line for $630,000 to dredge its shallow shipping channel. Door County Administrator Mike Serpy says large boats are often discouraged from coming to the city for winter repair work.
The other thing is that the port of Sturgeon Bay is a port of refuge, and if something happens out on the lakes and one of those ships has to make an entrance through the channel for safety reasons, you wouldn't want one to run aground in the channel. Pulling it out would be a laborious activity.
The House also approved $430,000 for harbor work in Kewaunee. The appropriations bill still needs to pass the Senate and be signed by the president. If that happens, work could begin next summer. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.